Though charged with espionage, in 1966, Whalen made a deal with the Justice Department in which he pled guilty to a lesser charge in exchange for his cooperation. Federal Judge Orrin Lewis, while accusing Whalen of selling me and all your fellow Americans down the river, nevertheless sentenced the spy to a mere 15 years in prison. He was paroled after serving only 6 years. But it was not just homegrown spies like Whalen who were slipping information out of Paperclip. Imported Nazis had every opportunity to pass national security information out of the country. According to Hunt, there was no further army surveillance over the Nazi paperclip specialists after just 4 months of their signing a contract with the U.S. government. Furthermore, anyone receiving any more than 50% support from a paperclip specialist constituted a dependent, according to their contracts. The large number of so-called dependents, including mistresses and maids, brought to Fort Bliss, Texas, as a result of this situation, were subject to no off-the-post surveillance, even though it was assumed that they had access to at least some classified information because of their close contact with paperclip personnel, wrote Hunt. Incidents of information being passed out of paperclip were presented to authorities, yet nothing was done. A Fort Bliss businessman reported paperclip engineer Hans Lindenmeyer to the FBI, claiming the German had been using his business address as an illegal letter drop. According to Hunt, at least 3 other Nazis maintained illegal mail drops in El Paso, where they received money from foreign or unknown sources and coded messages from South America. It was also learned that many paperclip Nazis received cash from foreign sources. Neither Army CIC nor FBI agents knew where that money came from, and by all appearances, no one cared to know how more than a third of the paperclip group suddenly were able to buy expensive cars, noted Hunt. When word was passed that Nazi scientists working for the French were suspected of receiving orders from Germany to work toward a reemergence of the Reich, Army intelligence officers finally began to take a closer look at paperclip. Amazingly, the biggest catch was Werner von Braun. It was revealed that at the end of the war, the rocket scientist had been caught sending a map overseas to General Dornberger and concealing information from U.S. officials. Further investigation revealed that paperclip specialists were allowed to make unsupervised trips off base and even out of town, the only requirement being that they report when they arrived at their destination.